Hi, this is Nick Brown of the Scarefest, and you're listening to the Big Scary News.
Greetings, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and anything else listening. My name is Drew Badger from The Big Scary Show, and welcome to the Big Scary News, an offshoot of The Big Scary Show where we bring you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and goings-on in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry that you need to know. Plus an exclusive interview that you won't hear anywhere else. The Big Scary News is very proudly sponsored by Froggy's Fog. Get all your fog products from frog juice to scents to foggers and more only at froggiesfog.com. And now, without further ado, here is the Big Scary News. We start off with this sad news from Fear Farm in Phoenix, Arizona. We are very sad to report the passing of Howard Turner. To our Fear Farm family, he was Hobo Howie. Things will not be the same without you here. We will never forget our great memories, and you will truly be missed. The Big Scary Show offers their most sincere condolences to the family and friends of Howard Turner and Fear Farm, and offers up this moment of silence. We have this vendor news from Necrotic Creations. Okay, folks, here's the announcement you've been waiting for. We at Necrotic Creations are proud to announce that we are a sponsor of the 2015 Halloween Haunt and Ball at Preston Castle in Ione, California. We will be decorating one of the rooms in the castle for their annual haunted attraction and also providing decor for the ball on Halloween night. Plus, we'll also have a table set up to sell some of our items during the haunt nights. Make plans to visit Preston Castle this Halloween season and support the foundation. This is going to be a real scream. For more information, please visit PrestonCastle.com. We have this update from the Four State Slasher Con in Winchester, Virginia. We are stoked to announce Ms. Laureen Landon from Maniac Cops 1 and 2 and much more. We think she will be a great addition with the new resurgence of Maniac Cop and the sad, untimely passing of Mr. Robert Zadar. Tall, leggy, and extremely well-built, statuesque blonde actress Laureen Landon has enlivened a bunch of hugely enjoyable movies with her spunky energy, physical dexterity, bubbly, upbeat personality, and considerable sex appeal. She often portrays tough, two-fisted, no-nonsense action heroines with a winning blend of fiery aplomb and cheerful good humor. Outside of acting, Laureen Landon writes scripts in her spare time and is an award-winning gold medal lyricist who authored rap music for an L.A. Metro Transit Authority video. For more information about the inaugural Four State Slasher Con, visit www.fourstateslashercon.com. We have some gaming news from Capcom via bloodydisgusting.com. After a long, long period of fans practically begging and pleading for it, Capcom has answered the prayers of Resident Evil 2 fans and has confirmed an HD remake has been approved and is moving into development. Producer Yoshiaki Hirabashi, aka H, has posted a video where he explains that the project has been greenlit and work can now begin on the title, saying, "You've been telling us for years that you want Resident Evil 2 to be remade, and we haven't been able to make it happen until now." He also explains that it'll be a while before major updates become available, but this is still massive news for all fans of the series, and this title in particular. Originally released in early 1998, Resident Evil 2 introduced two major characters to fans: Leon Kennedy, who would go on to be the main character of the critically acclaimed Resident Evil 4, and Claire Redfield, who is the sister of Resident Evil 1's Chris Redfield and is the protagonist of Resident Evil Code Veronica. The game is the franchise's highest-selling title on a single console, selling nearly 5 million copies. We have this hiring news from the Carnival of Freaks LLC haunted attraction in Licking, Missouri. Help wanted! We've expanded our haunt to include an outdoor trail, and we'll be hiring several actors for this fall. For more information, please visit our Facebook page. We have a little sad news from the Dark Walk haunted attraction in Andover, Connecticut. Dark Walk haunted attraction in Andover, Connecticut has lost their location and will not be running for the 2015 season. We will be up and running again once we find a new venue, so we can terrify you all again in only the way Dark Walk can. For further information, email Tristan at TristanBowen245@gmail.com. We have an update to DonCon in Burbank, California. We are excited to announce that Academy Award-winning visual effects supervisor Robert Short will be doing a live demo at DonCon, Saturday early afternoon, exact time to be announced. Bob will be demonstrating the design and sculpting techniques behind such classic Don Post masks as Nosferatu, BG Theta, Mummy 5000 BC, the Yeti, and others, as he gives you a hands-on, up-close demo by sculpting a new version of the Don Post Nosferatu mask he created over 30 years ago. Using WED clay, his go-to medium, Short will sculpt the mask during the day and take it to completion and ready for molding by the end of the session. Get your questions ready. For more information on DonCon, happening November 7th and 8th, visit www.don-con.com. We have an update to the Living Dead Horror Convention in Portland, Oregon. Guest announcement time! All of us at Living Dead are obsessed with the greatness that is Twin Peaks, and we couldn't be happier to get for this convention a personal favorite of ours, actress Catherine E. Coulson. She really doesn't do conventions besides the Twin Peaks Festival, so this is a huge honor for us. Catherine will be appearing on Saturday only, November 14th. Get all the information at livingdeadcon.com. We have a little merchandise news from the Red Vein Army in Richmond, Virginia. Are you a home haunt or professional haunt in Virginia and would like a Virginia is for Haunters t-shirt with your haunt name on the sleeve? Contact Ryan at redveinarmy.com for details. Sell them at your merchandise booth or ticket area and make extra money. The logo is officially approved by the Virginia Tourism Department. Once again, contact Ryan at redveinarmy.com for more details. We have this bit on the Lakeland Zombie Fest in Lakeland, Florida. We need hordes of zombies, or volunteers, to help out this year at Lakeland Zombie Fest, Dead Air, on Saturday, October 17th. Are you a member of a civic, community, school, organization, or church group? Would you be interested in getting a horde of your peeps together to sign up to volunteer at this year's Zombie Fest? We have several areas in which we will need groups of volunteers. If you're interested in your group volunteering with us, head over to our website and click the Volunteer tab. Visit facebook.com/LakelandZFest or www.lakelandzombiefest.com for more information. We have news from the Facebook group Haunt Nation and Bloody Mary Bobby Wiener. We invite everyone to check out Facebook group The Haunt Nation and join in the fun as we bring you the Haunt Nation AMA, or Ask Me Anything, series. The next one will be September 2nd at 8:30 p.m. EST with special guest Bloody Mary herself, Bobby Wiener. To get your question in, all you need to do is join The Haunt Nation and enter the event page posted at the top. Bobby will be answering your questions live via YouTube, and someone will win a skinned silicon mask courtesy of Crooked Creations Masks and Effects. To participate, visit facebook.com/groups/The Haunt Nation. We have this news from Midnight Syndicate. You can pre-order Midnight Syndicate's upcoming album, Christmas, A Ghostly Gathering, from the Midnight Syndicate store right now and receive a set of 3 limited edition Midnight Syndicate holiday postcards. Orders will be shipped on or before September 4th. Fans attending Dragon Con can be among the first to purchase the album at the Midnight Syndicate booth, Floor 2 Dealer Mart, booth number 13A, where copies will be available for sale. Currently, the official release date for the CD version of the album is Wednesday, September 10th. The digital release date will be announced later. Christmas, a Ghostly Gathering, is a deliciously dark, sometimes hauntingly beautiful instrumental holiday album that puts a decidedly Midnight Syndicate twist on classic carols while blending them with new original material. You can pre-order the CD at midnightsyndicate.com/buymusic.htm. We have this news from the Haunted Town Hall in Lafayette, Ohio. We are hosting the event you don't want to miss, the Zombie Prom at the Ohio Theater in Lima on September 12th with music by Brother Believe Me. Doors open at 8 p.m., $5 to get in. Thanks, Linda Gabrielle Photography, for the great photos. Haunted Town Hall will be open the following weekend on September 18th. More information can be found at hauntedtownhall.com and click on their calendar. We have this sad news from the Dungeons of Delhi haunted attraction in Cincinnati. Unfortunately, the building we have been in for 21 years is now officially condemned. Well, it's been that way for 21 years, but now it's official. Hit. We are trying our best to find a new location with a new name, and we are so thankful from the bottom of our bleeding hearts for all the support from our fans over the years. We will keep you posted, and once again, thank you for all the years of support. To keep up with all their updates, visit their Facebook page. And finally, we have this from the Delusion Interactive Theater and Film Company in Los Angeles. To our amazing, loyal, and patient delusionals, we cannot even begin to count the strange, disturbing, and exhilarating memories and people from the other world of delusion over the last four seasons. Last year, I recall a guest so into the story that he begged our protagonist to sign his playbill. This intimate theatrical adventure means so much to so many people, and we want nothing more than to share this experience further. As many of you know, we've been looking for a long-term and non-residentially zoned venue for quite some time. I am beyond excited to announce that we have found a special place to call our cryptic home for years to come. But can delusion exist outside of the fall season? Damn right it can. It's interactive theater and strange, intimate adventures to places we cannot even fathom should exist at any time of the year. So for limited nights, starting early next year, you will play your part once again, and beyond the play, we'll have special screenings, parties, live music, magic, and so much more at the new space. Okay, I know what you're saying. That's amazing, but will there be a play this fall season? This time around, having recently found the right space, we need to focus on building out our most spectacular show yet. Of course, I'd be lying if I said we won't miss falling down the rabbit hole with you this fall, but never fear, or maybe you should, as we will dive into yet another psychologically disturbing journey before you know it. You should know that this is all your fault. You made us do it. So from all of us who create delusion, we can never thank you enough for your incredible support. It has, and will continue to be, darkly euphoric. Playing my part, John Braver, creator, writer, and director of Delusion. For information on Delusion, you can visit www.enterdelusion.com. And that wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News. Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home haunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bubble juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
Tonight's interview is with Nick Brown of the Scarefest in Lexington, Kentucky, along with special guest the Unknown Scare Actor, and was recorded in studio in August 2015.
Hello, everybody. Drew Badger here, along with the Unknown Scare Actor. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. Haunt season's coming close. Scarefest is getting here. And as a matter of fact, I think we're going to be talking to somebody from Scarefest.
Ironically that you would bring that up, because we were just going to talk about what our favorite horror convention that the two of us have seemed to go to the last 3 years. This will be our fourth year, and that, of course, is the Scarefest in Lexington, Kentucky, September 11th through the 13th. And as usual, we'll get somebody on the line from there. And why, look, we have Nick Brown from the Scarefest on the line. Nick, are you with us?
I sure am. How you guys doing this evening, Drew?
Great to talk to you again. So what's going on with Scarefest 2015? You've got some big announcements coming out.
Well, we do. We've got a really great lineup of guest celebrities and speakers for this year. And I think our big news is that we did get director, writer, George, Night of the Living Dead, Romero. And he's going to be one of our headlining guests this year, as well as everybody's favorite Looney Tune, Gary Busey. So,
oh, that'll be a lot of fun. Gary Busey is a very interesting character to have at conventions. So,
I've seen him at some in the past, and I look forward to my opportunities to interact with him. So this should be one to talk to the kids about.
Well, let me ask you too. I know over the course of the last few years you've had, I guess we can call them reunions of such, with various movies or TV shows and things. What kind of reunions of cast members, celebrities and things do you have this year?
Well, you know, this year we've really tried to focus our celebrity choices on ones where we could get groupings related to stuff. So as an example, we have seven cast and crew members from the original Phantasm and the Phantasm film series, and that includes the tall man, Angus Scrimm.
Ironically, he's not that tall.
Yeah, that's true, but he looks it on the screen, that's for sure.
He's almost 90, so I guess that's understandable. We'll give him that.
Yeah, and you know what? He is one of the most energetic, almost 90-year-olds I've ever met. So I'm looking forward to seeing him there. And we've also got writer-director Don Coscarelli, who will be at the event. So
he's a great guy.
I'm looking forward to that, because aside from Phantasm, he also did John Dies at the End and Bubba Hotep, which are two really great films also. So there's a lot to talk about with him. And we've got something new this year also. We have six of the actors who were featured in American Horror Story Freak Show. And that includes, most of them were actually members of the actual Freak Show. So we've got Legless Susie, Paul the Illustrated Seal, Amazon Eve, and Ma Petite, among others.
Nice.
So we're really looking forward to that. And then we also have a 30th anniversary reunion for Fright Night. So that's a big deal, too. We've got the original good guys, except for Roddy McDowell, because, you know, it's...
Well, there's a reason for that.
Well, but, you know, this is the Scarefest Horror and Paranormal Con.
That
so I'm all about trying to get Roddy in the show anyway. So we'll see what we can do with some of the psychic mediums that'll be at the event. Yeah. And an interesting addition that we've got this year are, we have a couple of daughters of legendary horror actors. Namely, we have Victoria Price, daughter of Vincent Price, and Sarah Karloff, the daughter of Boris Karloff. And they're going to be at the event signing their books that they've written about their famous dads, as well as relating stories associated with them. And Victoria Price actually also has a cookbook.
Really?
It's a Vincent Price-based cookbook, which apparently he was quite the chef. So we're looking forward to picking up some recipes, too.
That should be interesting.
Yeah.
What if there's, like, bats or Eye of Newt or anything like that?
Well, you know, I'm pretty sure it'll be a little bit more mundane than that, but I don't know. I haven't read the book yet, so we'll see. We also have a couple of cars coming to the show because, you know, it wouldn't be a horror convention if you don't have Christine.
Of course.
And so one
of the original... This is the real Christine?
This is the real Christine, one from the movie.
Is this the Bill Gibson Christine?
As a matter of fact, it is the Bill Gibson Christine.
He's got an incredible museum that comes with this car.
Yes, he does, and we're excited about that. He's got a sizable space set aside for that. We also have a couple of the original cast members who will be there. We've got Steve Tash and Malcolm Denaire, who maybe not the headliners from the film, but still, it's great to have some folks to kind of go with the car, as it were. So we're excited about that. And, you know, I didn't mention, but we have a special gift, as it were, for all of our guests who are coming to the Scarefest. Mm. And that's, we partnered with Uber this year, and we're trying to make sure that everybody has a way to get to and home from the Scarefest at least one time. And so we're giving away two free Uber rides worth up to $15 each. And all you have to do is visit the Scarefest website, which is thescarefest.com, and click on the free rides tab, and you'll be taken right there.
Interesting. So you can have all the partying you want in the bar at the end of the night and not have to worry about hailing a cab.
Exactly. And my only piece of advice is remember it's only two rides. And it's and there's two nights for the event, so you might want to save them up. Pick your parties.
One thing I've always liked about this show, and you know, we go to a lot of them, and I say we meaning me and you know, a few others, and you, of course, you're always there. But one thing I like about yours is you're not just about horror, you're not just about cosplay or literary stuff or vendors or anything, but you have a very large paranormal aspect there. You'll have a lot of, you've had people from Ghost Hunters and Expedition Unknown and, you know, mediums and psychics and cryptid writers? What's that term?
But cryptozoology.
Cryptozoology. You've had authors on that. You have this whole paranormal section too. So not necessarily for people who are huge haunted house and horror fans, but a lot of people who are also into the paranormal, you are very well represented with people coming to that.
Oh, yeah, and we're really excited that we've got the guys from Destination America's Ghost Asylum. We've got the entire team of Tennessee Rape Chasers are going to be here this year, and this is one of, if not their actual first event that they've done. And also, we've got Josh Gates, who hosts Expedition Unknown, and he was formerly of Destination Truth on the Sci-Fi Channel. And I don't know if you've ever had a chance to talk with him, but he is absolutely amazing.
And the apple of Storm's eye.
Yep. I think he's the apple of my wife's eye too, so I've got to be careful this weekend. So
if there's anything wrong with that.
Well, last time that I took my girlfriend with us to Scarefest, she just couldn't speak around Josh Gates.
Well, and you know what? That's funny because you hear that some too, but I swear he's one of the easiest guys to talk to I've ever met. So.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
And he's a huge jokester, so, you know, watch out. And if he finds out you're nervous, that's the end of you. That's all there is to it. So,
We'll have him give Storm a special message, I'm sure.
Yes.
Yeah. Just remember, he smells fear. So. Yeah, but we've also got some folks from Ghost Hunters International. We've got, Kim, the Happy Medium, is going to be in. Kim Russo, so I'm excited about that. We've got a couple of folks from the Dead Files, Amy Allen and Steve Discivani. And we also have one of the ghost hunters, Sean Porter, who is their equipment specialist. And I think he's going to be talking to folks about, you know, the different kinds of equipment you might use in your own personal ghost investigations or haunts. So, you know, that's going to be pretty exciting. And let's see, what else? We've got, of course, there's the VIP party, and that's for, and the costume ball. But, you know, the VIP party is in, that one's pretty much exclusive to folks who buy the gold passes and the platinum passes and the celebrities. But we wanted to make sure that everybody's included. So on Friday night, we've started having what we call the Friday night bash. And we're real excited about that because that one's open to all the guests from the for the Scarefest. So we think that's going to be a lot of fun. And we've got some midnight horror movies playing at the Kentucky Theater this year. Not sure exactly what films they've picked out for it yet, though. I've been bugging them to find out, and they have yet to tell me. So, but it should be good. I'm hoping for Fright Night, though, because that would fit being the 30th anniversary.
Oh, that would be perfect. Hey, Nick, are there going to be any kind of classes being offered or any demos during the con this year? I know you guys have done some demos in the past with different people, like makeup artists and such. Is that going to be that way this year?
It should be. We are still putting together the seminar and event schedule, so I can't give you a lot of the specifics yet, but I will say that we do have a, in addition to our headlining guests, we also have about a dozen registered speakers who are going to be at the event talking about different subjects, including paranormal investigation, different aspects of horror movies. We have some folks coming from who were in Face Off, the makeup competition. So it is possible we'll be having some lectures talking about how to do horror makeup and stuff to make your own personal haunts or your own indie film projects a little bit better. And I know I personally will be giving a seminar on Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock. Shameless plug, excuse me. I'll be speaking about a history of werewolves in legend and film.
Ooh, Alan Hopps would like that.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I've got a bit of a reputation for lycanthropy knowledge, so they've asked me to speak on that again, and I spoke about it just a history of the films last year, but this year they've asked me to expand that to include some of the legends, including some of the things that legend says that Hollywood doesn't, and things that Hollywood says that legend has never heard of. So, you know, I've got quite a few stories to tell there myself. So,
well, Nick, you know, a convention wouldn't be a convention without vendors. So, you know, you seem to have an awful lot of them. In fact, you know, over the years, you've kind of claimed to be like the largest convention numbers wise in the country, and you couldn't do that, of course, without, you know, just literally hundreds of vendors there. Are you still expecting, you know, 10,000, 20,000, 300,000 people to show up? With the vendors that'll be there.
Well, I don't want to say 300,000, but we have been having a steady increase in our attendance every year. And the, the vendors play a huge role in that, because I think, and seriously, half of what makes people come to the Scarefest is the opportunity to visit some of our vendors. Because let's face it, folks who are coming to events like this don't get to have that sort of thing right at their door. I mean, you know, you can always order stuff online, but that's nothing like actually going and putting your hands on it before you have a chance to buy it. And we actually, one of our big things, we are going to be having tattoos done on site at the event. We've got three tattoo studios have purchased space, including Body Art Tattoos, who have purchased 4 booths worth of space. So they're going to be setting up an entire shop there, right there at the Scarefest, to do tattooing. And that'll be over near where we have some of our automobile exhibits, including the Munster coach from the Munsters. Cool. It's a coffin drag racer.
The Dragula? Or is it something different?
I think they call this one the Monster Coach. Okay. Or Munster Coach. So it looks, but it's the Dracula Dragster. So it's gold coffin, and it might be the Dragula, but that's not what they've got listed on the registry for it. So I got to call it what I see it as. But we've also got a ton of vendors from everything from movies to collectibles. We've got T-shirt vendors. We have a lot of movie independent films are going to be playing at this event. We have a small film festival with it, and some of the films have actually purchased space. We have Dark Corner Collectibles is going to be there selling horror toys and other collectibles. So I'm really excited about it.
Well, Nick, let me ask you this. I know that, you know, Badger and I both being involved in the haunt industry, and in the past I've seen attractions there. Do you expect to see any haunted attractions vending at your show this year?
I'm very sure that we will. We've traditionally had some folks from some of the local haunts come out. This year, at this point, we're still talking with a couple of them, but we do know that the Ghost Hunt Weekends will be having a table, as well as the Gettysburg Ghost Gals. And those aren't haunts, but they are haunted walks. So we're excited about that. And we're hoping that some of the Lexington will be able to offer some special events with the Lexington haunt community. So, you know, that should be fun. In the past, we've managed to get folks in early to some of the local haunts before they open and have some Scarefest exclusives, as it were. So we'll see if we can arrange that again.
Sounds like a plan. Sounds like you've got just an entire weekend just wrapped up with tons and tons of spooky fun. It is, I assume, still completely family friendly. Bring your kids, bring a costume if you like.
Yep, bring your kids, bring your costume. And on the subject of costume, we have instituted this year a policy about for harassment for people who come in costume. Because I know that some of the large cons have had some issues with people harassing folks, you know, if they're wearing their costumes. And so we've actually, we're trying to be very proactive about that and address that as something we're concerned about. Because we want everybody who comes to this show to know that they are welcome. It's a family-friendly event. Come out, have a good time, and it's... You know, it's a scary place, but it's a safe place. If that so.
And it's the same location as it has been for the last few years?
That's correct. That's the Lexington Convention Center downtown next to Rupp Arena. And we have actually expanded just a little bit. We're taking up pretty much all of the ground floor of the convention center now, so about 50,000 square feet. But also the foyer where we usually sell our tickets and have, you know, kind of a milling around for pre-admission.
Yes.
Actually, you're going to be in the con once you come through the glass doors there.
Oh, wow.
So we are going to be limiting the number of entrances to the con through that, but we've moved the ticketing outside of that office, and so that's going to give us a little bit more space. We're going to hold our black carpet event. Will be held out in the foyer this year to allow our celebrities to actually pass through the Scarefest archway as they're coming in. And we'll do our ribbon cutting there with you guys from the press, and that should be really exciting. It'll also give us a bit more room for photo opportunities, both outside and the special photo ops with the sci-fi photo guys, because we've got some professional photo ops scheduled with our celebrities. So that's really exciting too.
Excellent. Well, Nick, again, it looks like it's going to be a great weekend. It's the September 11th through the 13th at the Lexington Convention Center. Is that the official name?
That is correct.
And go ahead.
I was going to say that's in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. And I can give you the address. Hold on just a second.
That's fine. If not, I'm sure it's on the website. But
I was about to say, you know what?
It's really easy to get to. I mean, I've been able to look for Rupp Arena, and it's right there. There's parking across the street. It's ample. There's plenty of food and beverages within a great walking distance. So, you know, no reason to do anything but park your car and have a great day in downtown Lexington, right?
That's right. And remember, if you don't park your car there, you do get the two free Uber rides, so make sure you take those up. And also remember, we have Heroes Day this year. We started that back in 2009 at the second Scarefest when the Friday, the first day of the event, fell on September 11th. Well, it's fallen on September 11th again this year, so we're offering free Friday admissions to members of law enforcement, emergency services, and active military or reservists, as long as they have some form of valid identification.
They don't have to be local to Kentucky, do they?
No, they do not. You just have to bring your ID, and if you have a legitimate ID that can prove you're a policeman, fireman, EMT, and serving in the military, then you get Friday on us.
Very nice.
That's our way to say thanks for all that that those folks do for us.
Once again, Nick, what is that website so people can get all the information, the celebrity guests, the paranormal, the vendors, movie screenings, all the great stuff going on at the Lexington Convention Center September 11th through the 13th?
Well, I would say visit thescarefest.com, and that is our official website. We're also at thescarefestcon.com, but another thing you can do is look us up on Facebook and like the Scarefest Facebook page, because you know what? The website has to be updated by a webmaster. Facebook, that's pretty much we're constantly posting things there. So the first place I usually hear about it is from the Facebook page. So
excellent.
Yep.
Well, Nick Brown, again, it has been an absolute pleasure to have you on to talk about Scarefest. And once again, for the, I believe, fourth year in a row, Jim?
That is correct.
We shall be up there covering it with all our microphones handy and all our cameras out. And it's just a fun weekend in Lexington, Kentucky. Once again, thescarefest.com. Look up the Scarefest on Facebook and get all the latest information. Nick Brown, thank you so much. Thank you, Unknown Scare Actor, for taking the time to speak to us here on The Big Scary News.
We'd like to thank Prelude to a Nightmare and the CD Dark Ride for providing the music for this episode. Well, that's going to wrap it up for this episode of The Big Scary News. We wish to thank Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor, www.froggiesfog.com. Remember to listen to the current Big Scary Show for even more news and information, including the Haunt Minute, Face Your Fears, great music from the Haunt Rocker, and the soon-to-be-famous Roundtable of Terror. Get all that and more only at BigScaryShow.com. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and others. This is Drew Badger signing off for the Big Scary News.